Speaking of the short term, Black Friday's coming. Brian Sozzi's ready for it. Of course, he's going to be at the Macy's in Herald Square at his traditional post. What are you anticipating? Sort of, what are your big picture thoughts for Black Friday this year?
Big picture thoughts, really. Again, we've been saying it all morning long. Just looking at some of these retail earnings, Dick's Sporting Goods, Best Buy. I mean, really very strong quarters. But the market reactions haven't been that great. So let me recenter everyone out there selling these stocks here. By and large, the holiday season is going to be quite strong. And I picked up a couple charts here from the folks at Deloitte, just looking how strong it could be. Consumers are very likely to go out there and spend very aggressively. In some cases, close to $1,500 on average they might spend this year. If that is hit, that would be about 5% more year over year. Now, if you look at the National Retail Federation real quickly, they are looking for a double-digit increase in sales. By and large, consumers are expected to come out here and shop big. Strong savings rate, strong jobs market. They have the money. They're likely to go out there. Deloitte also breaking down who may actually go out there and be shopping the most aggressive. Is no shocker here, Julie. High-income earners are expected to be a large driver of the holiday shopping season this year. In addition to a strong job market, wages going up, of course, we have had a record run here in the broader stock market here, which is likely to support holiday spending amongst those high-income consumers. So if you have been trading these retail names, Julian, and you've been slammed over the past week and a half because of these negative reactions, you know, I did whip up a checklist of things you should be looking for, I think, before you put some of these trades on or wade back into some of these stocks that got beaten up. First, a retailer had to have lifted its fourth quarter guidance. That is the strongest indication that a retailer, I'll give a little credit here, Macy's, you know, good holiday quarter guidance for them. They are entering the fourth quarter with holiday season momentum. If a retailer did not raise guidance for the fourth quarter, exiting their third quarter earnings report, red flag. Next up, retailer has to have shown some form of success passing along inflation. I would say Dick's Sporting Goods out this morning here as well. 12.2% comp increase. They have been successful pushing along inflation. And last but not least, does a retailer have enough inventory to meet what could be strong consumer demand? To me, Target, Best Buy, Walmart, very well stocked. They can meet that consumer demand.
One thing I would note as well about the Deloitte survey is it was a survey, right? So it's what people's spending plans are. Got to always be wary of those, right? Given what we have seen between what people say and what they do. And lately, what people have been saying is that they don't feel great and they don't like higher prices, but they have been spending anyway. So you have to wonder if some of those numbers are actually going to come in higher than some of those early pulse surveys are showing, potentially. I don't know. What are your spending plans for this holiday season, Saz?
My spending plans were to buy this white sweatsuit that I found on Hollister right there. And there I am. Now, my team, they talked me out of it. You too. You did not want to have me dressing like a Justin Bieber. I may ignore all of you. And I think I'm going to go to Hollister here. I'm going to buy this thing and then tell Abercrombie CEO Fran Horowitz when I talk to her at about 4:10 later on today. I'm going to tell her I bought it. Full disclosure.
Okay.
That's how we roll.
You can buy the sweatshirt, but I strongly advise against white sweatpants, because
I'm going white
never
hoodie,
be able
white
to
sweatpants,
sit down,
white sneakers, maybe a
or
white
leave
hat.
Your house.
I'm all in. All white. Love it.
You will rue the day, Brian Sozzi. All right, we got to leave it there.